Good morning.
I actually slept okay this weekend. I really could have used my MyPillow, but yeah. I slept because I was in a real bed.
That's the only instead of a futon.
Instead of a futon. Y'all have been sleeping on a futon for 4 months. My husband and I sleep on a full-size futon. That's it. It's terrible. And so I was like, I'll go to the swim meet this weekend so I can just sleep in a bed that's bigger than a futon.
Yeah. You're frozen again. While we wait for her to come back, let me just tell you that the reason that she was talking about pillows is because she got to spend the night away from the cabin for a little bit and experience a bed other than the futon. But you guys, there's still this MyPillow special. And so you need to check them out because it's buy one, get one on their Giza Dream Sheets. And so the chicks code, if you use code chicks at MyPillow.com, you will get discounts on literally everything, okay? But their special right now is the Dream Sheets, which are divine. So the Giza Dream Sheets are the ones that you get, buy one, get one on all of their sheets. So use code CHICKS for whatever you want, but most especially right now, you'll get the buy one, get one offer on the sheets. So hopefully you all take advantage of that. All right, here she comes back again. There she is.
It cannot be my phone, Mary. I checked everything on the settings. It just can't
literally
be.
Every single person said that you were frozen. I don't have control over that, so I don't know what to tell
you. I'm saying it's got to be something with StreamYard. It can't be my phone.
Oh no, it's not your phone. It's just your connection today. It's just like the weird connection today.
Right.
But as long as people can hear, that is the most important thing. Okay. So did you guys see how creepy, freaky Joe Biden was at the speech at UConn? Now, there were some videos that were manipulated that I saw going around on social media where people tried to make him look even meaner than he is in actual life. People did not need to make him look meaner. Here it is.
We have fewer democracies in the world today than we did 15 years ago. Fewer. Not more, fewer.
Oh my God.
Right? What in the world?
Cannot be sustained. That's why from day one of my administration, I've taken concrete steps to put human rights back at the center of our...
Anyway.
He is a nut job.
Totally. He is a total nut job. And that wasn't the only time. There was another point in that say, because it was a pretty long speech. And there was another point where just he did the whisper thing. And then he moved back and did the yelling, super angry, pounding on the podium thing. And it was just weird.
But this, I'll get you, my pretty. God, he has lost it. Listen, I never liked the guy, but like you take him from now and from 20 years ago and now, and you do a comparison, even like 7 years ago, 10 years ago and now, and his decline is staggering. It is staggering.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's really, really bad.
He's
and there's
insane.
No reason for that. Like there,
right.
I don't know who's coaching him or maybe no one is about how to deliver a speech, but what the hell was that?
Right. Well, listen, there's other people running the show and then they have to put him out there every once in a while and they put him out there and they're probably all in the back going, oh God, what's he going to do? Yeah. And that's what he does.
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
And now there's video too, because he had date night with Jill this weekend at some hoity-toity restaurant and didn't wear a mask. Neither of them wore a mask on the way to their table. So now there's video of that. And people are like, hey, it's your rule. It's a DC rule.
Right.
Why aren't you following it?
Because it's theater.
Anyway, so yeah, Biden was caught not wearing a mask, and that was really, really bad. and also, need to show you other videos, but we'll wait for her to come back. Did want to say, here she is. Here she is.
Hate our connection today. Anyway,
I know. It's so frustrating.
Hate it.
So frustrating. Delta. We need to talk about Delta because everybody was starting to say, oh, yay for Delta Airlines, because they're saying that they're not going to pay attention to the vaccine mandate, right? Well, the problem is that they are charging anyone who is unvaccinated. I've heard varying reports, either $200 a check, like twice a month, or $200 a month. I'm not sure which, but regardless, they're charging them an upcharge for their health insurance if they don't get the vaccine.
Oh my God.
Which is, so I don't know that they really deserve all of the praise that they're currently getting, because the CEO was on TV like saying, we, you know, we trust in our people to make decisions for themselves, but they're charging them a lot more money.
Right. They don't trust anybody. They don't care. They're being draconian. And then on top of that, then there's the people, you know, in the huddled masses who may not want to get the vaccine. And then they're thinking, I'm thinking about maybe taking a spring break or summer vacation. Should I even book tickets for spring break, like come January? Because I may, like, if I'm unvaccinated, will I be able to travel? Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of people in the United States that aren't vaccinated that may not be able to move about the country via plane in the next, I don't know, 6 months. I mean, that's a possibility.
Yeah, there are. I mean, they're talking about it for sure.
Right. Right. And so, like, if you book plane tickets, do you feel secure doing that? You know,
I don't even feel secure about doing it for Christmas because, you know, right. I want to go back to Tucson, and I just with all the, and not even because of the vaccine, but because of the,
yeah,
all the slowdowns and how, and all the, you know, the dates that a lot of these airlines are requiring it is early December.
And the walkouts and people,
yeah,
screw you, employer, I'm going to walk out on you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I wouldn't feel secure about that either. And I don't think it's going to get any better. I think that people are just going to start walking out of all sorts of jobs, and we're going to see a mass exodus of so many professions. It's going to get bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because of this, because of this guy.
Which is a perfect segue into, I know this is a TikTok and it's not time for TikToks, but that's where I have the video of the cop in the state trooper in Washington State signing off for the last time because he's being let go after 20 something years.
Oh my God.
Because he won't, and he's like, I mean, it just is heartbreaking. Let me play that for you. Here we go.
My final sign off after 22 years of serving the citizens of the state of Washington, being asked to leave because I am dirty. We've buried lots of friends over these years. I'd like to thank you guys. You've kept me safe and got me home to my family every night. This is the last time you'll hear me in a state patrol car. And Jay Inslee can kiss my ass.
Yep. Jay Inslee.
Unbelievable.
Right? It's so frustrating. So anyway, that, I don't know the name of that cop. I think he's been on some local radio shows there in Washington State, but I don't know his name. But, you know, good for him. And he's not going to be alone. There's going to be a lot of people in a lot of different positions across all different industries that are going to be doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking. It makes me sick. And Jay Inslee can't kiss his ass.
Right?
Right.
And the lady that, like, the dispatcher lady that spoke after, I didn't have that, but, like, the lady, you could tell that she was super emotional, like, saying goodbye to him, too. It was so sad. It's so dumb. All these people were considered heroes last year.
Right. And exactly. They were last year and for a longer time than that. And the thing is, he's a, look how great of a cop. That guy's a great cop.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Let him go. It's like, it's totally fine to let him go just because he won't get this shot. Because of this. I swear, we've lost our freaking minds in this country. Lost our minds.
For real.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about Delta. Mayor Pete. I keep calling him Mayor Pete, even though it's really Secretary Pete now.
He's Mayor Pete.
He's always going to be Mayor Pete to me.
Right.
He has been on all the Sunday talk shows defending the fact that he took, or maybe he's still kind of in the middle of his paternity leave. And he's saying, listen, it's not vacation. It's work, you guys. How dare you be mad at him for taking paternity leave? It is hard work.
Oh, yeah. When he should be doing stuff for, you know, like the whole supply chain and labor. Yeah. Like that.
Well, he's saying supply chain issues are because Joe Biden is so awesome. So don't pay attention to what you see and hear. Joe Biden is really doing a phenomenal job with the economy, and that's why we're having these issues.
Yeah, he says it's because demand is up. There's so much demand, and that's why there's such a supply chain issue. I heard that yesterday, and I was like, what kind of a spit? Like, that is, it's remarkable how they can do this garbage. Like, I mean, and people buy it. Like, it's unbelievable. And then he's like, look, I'm on paternity leave. We bought the kid a Bumbo. Ah.
And I forgot that there were twins, that they actually have two babies.
Oh, they have twins? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's twin babies. Yeah. Penelope and Joseph.
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Is Chasten doing okay? Is he doing all right?
You didn't mention Chasten, that at least not that I saw.
Is he, but healing, like, is he healing well?
How's the breastfeeding going, Chasten? Is that going okay? Or chest feeding, my bad.
Is the chest feeding going all right? Is he getting a suckle in? Is he like, just wondering if he's healing well. I mean, because I know that like the couple days after is, it's tough, you know, it's tough. You get a heal and
sitting on a little donut.
Right. And they won't be able to have sex again for 6 weeks. So. And that sucks. It's a tough time for couples.
But you know what? Can I just take this opportunity to tell you guys that we are still super excited about our sponsorship with Acre Gold, which is a super handy way for you to subscribe. You can have a subscription of either $30, $50, or $100 a month to get yourself some gold. So you basically pay as you go, like you pay a monthly subscription fee, and then you get a bar of gold that looks like that. That is a 2.5 gram bar of gold from Acre Gold. And so you get those as you, you know, you pay your little subscription and then you, they send you the gold and then you can put it away and like save it. And it's a physical, tangible asset that is not reliant on the Fed or the bank system at all. It's all yours in your grubby little paws.
You guys, and it'll be worth something in 5 years. It'll be worth something. You can have it in your hand. It's fantastic. Put it in your safe. You guys visit getacregold.com/chicks. Do it today. Do it.
/chicks. Getacregold.com/chicks. Yes. Yep. Indeed. Do it today. All right. Let me show you somebody fabulous, if you wouldn't mind.
I can't wait.
Everyone should lose their job over these shots. I think we want to protect people's jobs. These are folks that have been working throughout this whole time. They were put in situations where they were exposing themselves to risk knowingly to help others.
Right.
And they did that. And we considered them heroes just a year ago. Now you're going to let them go by the wayside?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking truth. It's what he does.
Right? I love him so much.
I know. He's awesome. He's completely awesome. You know, that's another thing we were talking about, the whole, what are we going to do? Are we going to do something for, you know, spring break, summer break? Like, we want to take a summer vacation next year. Where do we want to go? And I'm like, I mean, the only place that we can go that's like viable at this point is probably Florida. Because, I mean, it's the only free place on earth at this
point. Right?
It's like, besides Texas, it's like, where are other places free? It's Florida. I mean, it's because when you have an 11-year-old, where do you go? Like, she's like, I want to go ride some, you know, we can go to Universal, we can go blah, blah. And I'm like, I mean, you can't go. They have Universal and stuff in California, but I don't want to go to California.
No, God, no.
No, it's like the, I don't want to go there. That place is a pit. Sorry, people in California. I love you. I love you people in California, but I don't want to go there. And, but I mean, so we're like, I guess we'll probably end up going to Florida. So, I mean, it's like, this is the thing. Your choices are so limited. That makes me sad that my choices to move about the country and to do things are so limited. Thank God for people like Ron DeSantis, right?
Yeah. Because he keeps the things free.
Right. There should be more. There should be more. Because how many Republican governors do we have? I mean, I know we have one in the state of Indiana that's not doing what Ron DeSantis is doing.
Not even close.
Right.
I have another video of Kamala, who has put together a little commercial for Black churches. So Kamala has put together, well, I mean, she along with whoever has put together this ridiculous video. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but essentially this is going to be played at Sunday services in 300 Black churches. Okay. So I just want you to hear a little bit of her trying to sound relatable and cute and fun, which she's terrible at. And then we won't play the whole thing. And then we can discuss. Here it is.
Everyone. So when I was growing up, we sang in the choir at Oakland's 23rd Avenue Church of God. We sang hymns about how faith combined with determination will see us through difficult times.
Blah, blah, blah.
And the experience to realize that vision. Terry McAuliffe is that leader. In 2020, more Virginians voted than ever before. And because you did, you helped send President Joe Biden and me to the White House. This year, I know that you will send Terry McAuliffe back to Richmond.
God, I don't know why she says his name that way.
She's so phony. It just makes me sick how phony she is. Yeah. How does she say her name?
McAuliffe. Like it's McAuliffe. And so I'm saying it wrong.
Like a furball coming out of her face. McAuliffe.
Well, and the whole like just her smiling and trying to people. Yeah. Nobody believes you. Okay. Right.
Yeah. It's like nobody. She's Hillary 2.0. Only yeah. She's like less likable than Hillary.
Yeah.
If that's even possible. God, it's like, oh God. They were like, I don't even know if they had their own lunch table in high school. You know what I mean? Because they were the most unlikable. It's like they didn't even want to be friends with each other. That's how much it's that bad.
It is that bad. And by the way, that goes against all notions of separation of church and state, right? So like a church is not actually allowed to have any kind of political leaning or at least have any open candidate leaning.
Right. Because
that's a huge violation of their exempt status. Yeah, and so I don't know what's going to happen.
Right. You can't, as a 501c, you can't do that. And you can have it yanked or whatever. So
But like somebody needs to report them, right? And I don't know how that is all going to work.
It's hard to report when like the highest office of the land is using those people as a pulpit and a campaign tool. It's kind of hard to do that. Like who's going to do it? The DOJ? Like, I mean, this is what I don't understand. Like, how do you enforce that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because we're living in times where they are literally using the FBI to go after conservative parents as domestic terrorists. So how do you say, hey, government, can you maybe look at, you're the government. You're the ones we're supposed to go to not do this or to at least enforce the rules.
You know what helps heal?
Yeah.
Genucel
does help heal.
I mean, it's a different kind of healing, granted. You are suffering from things like wrinkles or puffy eyes or bags under your eyes or those kinds of signs of aging, Genucel, which is the plant stem cell technology line of Chamonix, is what you want on your face.
Right.
And we can attest.
Yeah, we can totally attest because we both use it. You love their scrubby stuff. I love their XV cream. I love it. And they have this like serum stuff that I absolutely love. Is it Zotique? Is that the name of it?
I love that too.
Oh my God. It's like liquid gold. You guys need to try this stuff. You can see the difference for yourself today. Get 50% off their most popular packages. Just go to lovegenucel.com/chicks for 50% off. That's 50%. 50. Mm-hmm. These are all their customer favorites. Just go to lovegenucel.com/chicks to get 50% off. Order today. All orders are upgraded to free priority shipping.
Ooh, that is nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That is extra nice.
Genucel.com. You guys check it out.
lovegenucel.com/chicks. For real. It's the greatest stuff. There is good news. The Let's Go Brandon song. There's a hip hop song, Let's Go Brandon, and it is number one on the iTunes charts.
Oh my God. I have to put it on my phone immediately.
It's actually not terrible. Like it's, you know, it's not my cup of tea, but
we love those. You usually are like obsessed with those.
This one is just I don't know. It's fine. Like it's super funny that it's like number one, but yeah, it's not my favorite song. Yeah. It just cracks me up that it's number one.
Yeah. Because people love the song and they love the sentiment behind it.
That's exactly right. They love the sentiment behind it. And that is what it is all about.
Exactly.
Now, we got to talk about your Tennessee Vols. What in the world happened?
because they Lane Kiffin is awful. I don't know what he's
wait, but he wasn't the one that was awful. It was the fans. They were terrible.
Yeah, but Lane Kiffin, like he abandoned us. He came in and then he abandoned us. And it's like the father that abandons their kids. I mean, there's a lot of raw emotion there, Mom. There's just a lot of, I'm not going to apologize for the Vol fans. Listen, it wasn't the right thing to do. It was bad behavior, right? It was really bad behavior. But there's a tiny part of me that I'm like, I hate Lane Kiffin. You know what I mean?
But it was so bad. Like, it just was so bad.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was completely terrible. But have you met Lane Kiffin?
But I have to say that he may be terrible, but he handled it like a champ. Like, he was funny about it and he made jokes about it.
And
like, I hear all these people saying the SEC needs to punish Tennessee and fine Tennessee. But like, I don't know what they can do. They can, even if they find the program, that's not going to take care of the problem. The problem is that the fans were awful. And they were specific fans. And I don't know how you punish those specific people unless you have cameras and find them specifically.
Well, we obviously need to do a congressional investigation. Obviously. And root those people out. And, I mean, listen, it's a football game. You know right. what I mean? It's like, and the guy is, I'm sorry, but the guy's kind of a jerk. And so I'm not saying that that excuses bad behavior. It doesn't excuse bad behavior. But it's a freaking football game. I don't know. As I kind of look at that, I'm just like, okay, it wasn't good behavior, but he's also a jerk. So everybody's just jerks in this case. Everybody's a jerk.
Everybody's a jerk.
It's like, okay.
It's just
why my kid swims. I don't know.
it made a lot of news because there's so many people that are like, they need to pay. And anyway, I don't know what you guys think about the SEC doing something, because like, I don't know what they could actually do that is going to change the actual behavior of the fans. I have no idea.
Lane Kiffin is whatever.
And I heard the officiating was absolutely wretched. And that's what people got so riled up about. They were so frustrated. And I get it. I get that can be frustrating.
Well, I mean,
mustard bottles? Like, who brings a giant mustard bottle to a football game? Like,
aren't people checking for that when you come in? I mean, they check your bags.
You should see the video of the guy doing the checking. It's all over social media where he's literally just barely touching the outside of people's coats. It's so useless.
He did not check at all.
It was ridiculous.
Because I remember going in, the last time I went to a game was, a couple of years ago. And they looked inside my bag. I mean, so maybe they just are like, they don't care. You know, it's just because I always apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm a mom. I have there seriously is like so much stuff in here. Like, it's obscene. I have a kitchen.
You have to, because I have to bring the clear ones. Like, I just, you can only bring the clear ones now.
Did I do that the last time? Maybe I did the last time. Yeah. A couple times ago, I didn't have to do that. Yeah. But yeah, I think they do make you bring the clear ones. And then you have to go buy one. It's like, who has a clear purse?
I know. Well, anytime my husband has an opportunity to buy something for me that is drug related, he's like, I'll get this. I've got you.
He gets the most obnoxious, like with all the bulldog faces on it. He's like, it's super cute, honey. It's fine. We'll buy it. It's fine. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Lane Kiffin. Listen, he had the last lap. He won. So there you go.
Right. Right. Well, and this will, like, nobody will be talking about this by tomorrow. So
nobody will care. So we're going to be talking about something else that this guy did.
Right.
Right.
Also, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are engaged, hence Kravis. That's the new, what do you call it? The conjunction or whatever. Kravis.
Seriously? It should have been a Kardashian. Kardashian. I like that much better than Kravis. Don't you?
Or just Trashian.
I like Trashian too. Trashian works. Yeah. I mean, I think that suits pretty much all of them. Doesn't that work?
It's time for talks.
Thank God.
I know.
This has been exhausting. It's like, I can't. I'm exhausted.
All right, we have to start off with the screaming husky, obviously.
Obviously. I need a husky.
Oh my God, I love him so much. Okay, and then there's this chick who is all of us.
Not much from the front. It also may not look like much from the back, but from the side, it still don't look like much, but we're working on it. It may not look like much from the front.
But we're working on it, you guys. We're working on it.
We're working on it every day.
I love her. Also, I need a pet wombat, because I don't know why this person gets to have a pet wombat and why I can't. Why?
I feel like my, sometimes I always say that like when I, when my toenails start getting out of shape, I'm always like, I got wombat nails. And it's true. That's what they look like, you guys. They get out of control and they start looking like that. You're like, dude, I need a pedicure bag. It's starting to get wombatty. Yeah.
Anyway, those are my talks for today. There weren't a lot, but that's all I could get to for the weekend.
It's been a day. We're going to have to figure out what the heck is going on.
It'll probably be completely fine by tomorrow. It's probably just a weird, glitchy, weird one-day thing.
It is weird. I obviously blame Biden and the Kardashians for all of
this. And you should. I think that's appropriate.
You guys bring it in. Everybody bring it in. We hope you have a fantastic Monday.
Biden signs on to a global corporation tax, and a Virginia school covers up a rape to advance a political agenda. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and keep you laughing at the same time. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.